I would like to introduce as our speaker today the Reverend Bob Chevatel. Bob is of Czechoslovakian heritage and is a native of New York City. He is a retired Presbyterian minister and was a hospice chaplain, bereavement counselor for 25 years in Charlotte, North Carolina, Tampa, Florida, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. He moved to Savannah in 2014 and resides with his husband, Ross Bolton. We are blessed to have Bob as part of the Asbury Faith community and as a member of the Asbury Memorial Choir. I give you Reverend Bob.
Show. And I remember her swooping down the staircase, and then she opened up the doors at the start of the show. For every summer, I remember going to my grandmother's house in Danville, Virginia. And she had a 12-room house, and I used to love go explore all of those rooms. And then one day, I found the back staircase that went up to the third floor to the attic. And I opened up the door of the attic, and I saw all these wonderful treasures. Well, my grandmother used to love hats and beautiful dresses. And so, I'm telling you a secret. As a child, I used to love wearing her hats and putting on the wonderful dresses and imagining my own little world. And maybe if you know the story and saw the movie of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, where the children were playing hide-and-go-seek, and some of the children went into the clothes closet, and they found their way through the closet and then opened up another door and saw a whole new world outside. Doors are fascinating, aren't they? Well, in biblical times, doors also had significant meanings. The ancient Egyptians believed the doors symbolized the gates of heaven. And a sacred shrine was held with the statue of their god. And when one opened up the door, it was believed to perform the divine world into our world. And by doing so, it created a renewal of creation. And closing the doors meant that you were bringing in a future rebirth. Well, the Hebrew people believed that ancient doors was a means of protection and safety. And during Passover, they were instructed to put a red X on their doors so that the angel of death would pass over them. And that's a part of their Passover celebration, remembering that God had saved them and cared for them. And many places in the ancient world and in Israel, within the city, there were walls all around the city, and then there were specific gates that you had to go through. Well, sometimes the gates were also called doors, and you went into the city, and then you found safety and saw a whole new world. So today we are going to explore those doors as we go through the doors of life. And we begin even before time, before we were born. As the psalmist said in Psalm 139, "You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because you are loved, and all you do is strange and wonderful. I know it with all my heart. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew I was there, and you saw me before I was born. The days allotted me have all been recorded in the book before me. O God, how difficult I find your thoughts, how many there are. If I counted them, they would be more than the grains of sand. And when I am awake, I am still with you. Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Test me and discover my thoughts, and find out if there is any evil in me, and guide me in the way of everlasting life." And as we go on through life, we go through the doors of childhood. We always seek and we search. Especially toddlers and small children are always asking, why? What is that? How come? And it helps us as adults trying to clarify, and how do we respond to children to give them the correct answer? As teenagers, we test the knowledge that we learn from our parents. We try to emulate our adulthood, trying to figure out what we want to be, to create our own personhood. Sometimes it's through rebellion, sometimes going our own way. But then we learn what they taught us was true and noble. And then as we enter our adulthood, we follow and continue what Jesus had taught. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In a novel written by Frederick Buechner, it was called Godric. And two of them were discussing, and they said, well, this life of ours is like a street that passes many doors. Nor think you all the doors are in a wood. Every day is a door and a night. When a person throws wide his arms to you in friendship, when the street forks out, there's two doors to choose between them. The meadow that tempts you to rest your bones and dream a while. The sea that calls a man to travel far. There are all doors. Some are gods and some are fiends. So choose with care which ones you take, my son. And one day you can say you'll reach heaven's door. Which one is that? It's heaven's door, Godric. Jesus is asking us in Scripture, what doors are we going through? For he wants us to embark on a journey of searching. Each of us in our own is searching. We search for self, we search for love, we search for work, we search for fulfillment. Or is something really missing in our lives? We want answers to our questions, we want help with our problems. And yet we know that God gave us minds. Sometimes intuitions help guide us, and we're told to follow our gut. Sometimes we seek advice from our family and friends or our minister. Sometimes when we ask, it comes through our dreams and through our revelations. Other times it comes through prayer and meditation. But Jesus would only ask us to be persistent in life, to ask, to seek, to knock, and our prayers will be answered. And when we're persistent, we appeal to the heart of God. In response to the heart of God appealing to us. So when we pray, we name God as our God, and we yearn for God's reign. We ask for that which sustains us. Ask for the hard stuff, the impossible stuff, and expect to be held, to be challenged, to be blessed, and to be changed by the Holy Spirit. We too ask the question, why? Why do things happen? We pray for events in the world, for healing, for peace. We see that disasters happen and that wars rage and people die of illness. And sometimes we ask the question, and maybe God wants us to live with the question, as Maria Rilke wrote, have patience with everything unresolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves. Don't search for the answers which could not be given to you now, because you wouldn't be able to live them. The point is to live everything. Live the questions now, and perhaps someday in the future, you'll gradually, without even noticing it, that you will live your way to the answer. The doors to our questions seem closed, but then they open. So what other doors exist in your life? Do we barely open them to let others in? Do we have to crack open the door to let you in and to get to you? Does stubbornness prevent us from really getting at the truth? Some people literally live behind closed doors because of fear of what people might think about us, as many LGBT persons have experienced. And yet, when you think about it, we all have lived in the closet. We all have our own secrets that nobody else knows about. It's only been revealed to God. And sometimes we have to shout out, come out, come out, wherever you are. And then we enter the door of our older years. We begin to reflect and look back at all the things that we have accomplished, all the lessons that we have learned, all the joys and the heartaches and the celebrations, the hardships and the wonderment, and the joy of having lived in this place and in this time. But there was a couple that said at the same time, we're getting so close and getting used to so many people living that leaving us. But we're not giving up. The nice old men left in homes, the widows who decided to travel. But until we die, we will remember every single thing, recall every word, love every loss. And then we will, as we must, leave it to others to love. Love that can go brighter and deeper till the very end, getting strength and getting more precious along the way. And so for us, we look back at the panorama of our lives and say, what a wonderful privilege this life has been. And finally, we go through the last stage of life. We go through the door and look beyond the world, and we look forward to entering the eternal door of heaven.
And as the door of the Great Spirit world came, dream. And still, I walked on. Until I began to hear the song of the mother.
Catch a glimpse of what our lives are all about and what life is all about. Not just in the present, but the past and the future too. We stand on one foot in eternity here on earth, and we catch glimpses of what eternity is all about and what God is all about. And in the end, we receive all of the answers that we were searching for. For we realize that we are all connected in this web of life, and that God takes the fabric of our lives and weaves them into the eternal purpose and the eternal pattern of the universe. Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. For everyone who asks will receive. Anyone who seeks will find. And the door will be opened to those who knock." Amen.